hear that.
It is 7:30 p.m. on a Monday evening. You are tuned in to Used to Be Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. And I am your lovely host, Ileana Nomaki Corvius. Nomaki? What does that mean? I mean, I'm Greek, but where does that come from? So why not start you with a little story? My granny came up with Nomaki. When I was just a wee little baby coming out of the womb, they were trying to come up with a really awesome middle name, and my granny insisted on it being similar to my brother's name, which was Samaki. They called him Maki, Maki Moo to be exact. Sorry, brother. Gotta put all the facts in there. But anyway, she was sitting there, and she was like, I want something like Maki, but I don't want Maki. I don't want Maki. Maki, but not Maki. No Maki. I don't want Maki. And so I could keep going if you guys wanted me to, but eventually it meshed together into No Maki. So No Maki. No Maki. Yeah, I know. It's a little embarrassing. And when I realized that when I was little, I wasn't a big fan of it. And my brother, of course, loved it, rubbed it in a bit. But my granny was so in love with it that she made me promise to always, always cherish that middle name and never let it be forgotten. And to pretty much say it loud and proud for all to hear. She actually is convinced that because I'm going into the radio business or, you know, wherever I end up, that eventually my entire name will just be dropped and Nomaki will stand alone because it's unique quality. So for my granny, I am keeping that promise. I'm going against the norm of Ileana Corvius and going with Ileana Nomaki Corvius. It's a mouthful, but it's worth it because I love you, granny, and that's for you. Anyway, I thought I would give you that. I don't even think my veteran listeners knew that about me. But it feels great to be back. Don't get me wrong, Christmas break was definitely necessary. But I missed you guys a little bit. I really did. So I want to make a unique show. I wanted to do something different. And after talking to the executive producer and Christy Lakey's, shout out, and the other host, Kat, which for all you that are used to listening to Youth Beat, you know who that is, we realized that a feel-good show would be awesome. Feel-good show, what does that consist of? Well, we are in the season of horrible weather, for lack of words. Snow, freezing, chilly. A lot of people like it. If you're a snowboarder, great. But for me, I'm all about the space heaters and scarves and warm, awesome blankets. And I just want a hot cocoa with whipped cream. And I can't help but get into that funk of winter and what it has to... It has, like, a huge effect on our body. And with that on top of school, and that on top of work, juggling jobs, internships, if you have those, family drama, personal drama. I mean, we all have everything going against us, I feel. So, what is it that we turn to? Well, being a radio show host, it is no surprise that I turn to music. And I thought, let's combine the two and do a feel-good show where we ask our viewers or our listeners, what was their go-to song to get them out of the funk? Well, let's take it to the streets, take it to some of my friends, take it to just random people who I meet outside of the library. We do not know. Let's see what their feel-good song is that gets them out of that negative winter stress ball of a funk.
Guys, well, here we go, actually. This is Allie Janik. We're here outside of the journalism building. We know each other because we do take classes together. Oh, and yeah. Out of everyone, she knows the stressors that the world of journalism has to offer. Do you not, Allie?
You know what? It's really different from a lot of classes at college. I mean, most of the time, it's just people just reading textbooks and getting tested on them. In the journalism world, that's not what happens, actually. journalism world, we go out and we interview people that we've never met before, and we try to get the best story out of their interview, and it's a lot different, and it's really hard because there's a lot of deadlines, and if you don't meet that deadline, you're just not going to make it as a journalist, and it's hard because maybe the people don't get back to you for the interview in time, like you've been calling them a lot, and they're just not getting back to your emails and your phone calls, and eventually you're just like, I can't do this interview, and then your teacher's just like, well, I guess you're gonna fail that assignment, and it's hard, so I get stressed out a lot.
You sound stressed, and actually, that's what brings me to where we are right now. I am doing a show, you know my radio show.
Oh, yeah.
And we are doing one, it's called a feel-good one, and I want to know what song makes you feel good, gets you out of this journalistic funk. Do you have one?
I think I do. The way that I get relaxed the most is there's this band called Zox. They're a small band from Rhode Island. Hmm. And my favorite song of theirs is Line in the Sand. It's a really, really upbeat song.
All right. Well, you know, that's what we're going to do, guys. Our first man on the street action. Let's bring it to the Zox with, what is it, Lying on the Sand?
Line in the Sand.
Oh, I was close. Here we go, guys. Let's listen to this. Tell me what you think. One good song.
Isn't it a peppy song?
That was definitely Now, everyone heard how stressed you were in the beginning when I first got to talking to you. After listening to that song, how do you feel?
I feel like a ray of sunshine. Even if it's cloudy outside right now, I feel like I'm bringing the sunshine in.
Oh, there you go, you guys. What show are you listening to right now?
Youth Beat Radio, your voice to empower on WCRS.
There you have it. Stay tuned. I'm outside of the library looking for victim number 2. Who is it that looks the most stressed that's coming out of this library right now? No. Bingo. Here we go. Hey, hi, my name is Ileana Corpheus, and I have a show here at Ohio State, obviously, called Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
No, go ahead, that's cool.
All right, great. Well, we're doing a feel-good show, actually. I assume since you come out of the library, you are a little bit stressed, perhaps. What song makes you not stressed anymore? Get you out of that funk is what I've been calling it.
Well, I'm a big procrastinator, so I kind of need to cram for exams and stuff like that, and I kind of have this tradition that I do before every exam. Right after I'm done studying for hours on end, I like to have a solo punch dance party to my favorite Beastie Boys songs, and it kind of loosens me up and gets me out of the funk that I've been in from studying and stuff, and kind of shakes off the pre-exam jitters a little bit. It's pretty cool.
Oh, man, I have a feeling we're going to be best friends. Beastie Boys, do you have a specific song, or is it just any of them?
No, seriously, any song by the Beastie Boys is kick butt.
Kick butt. Perfect wording. We are on a radio show. I like your style. All right, I'm gonna just, you know, ramble. Random. I'm going to just choose a song, okay? Anyone. Beastie Boys. Here we go, you guys, listen, and we'll be right back. Intergalactic planetary,
some punch dancing moves. We were rocking out.
It is the secret to releasing your stress before any exam, before any quiz. Do it. Madison Sims said it right here. What, you remember who you're listening to? Remember this radio show?
We're listening to Youth Beat Radio, Your Voice to Empower on WCRS.
You heard her. Stay tuned. You are listening to Ileana Nomaki Corpheus on Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. So I've given you someone outside of the library, I've given you a fellow journalism student, you'll eventually hear the executive producer and me and what I have to say, but I want to switch it up. I've had girls, so let's do a man. I have a friend. I don't know if you guys have heard of the James Cancer Center, Cancer Research and Care. He's a project supervisor. I think his title's bigger than that. I'll let him explain. But this is Eric Haffenden. Eric, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Eric Haffenden.
Again?
Eric Haffenden. I'm a project supervisor for the James Cancer Center. I'm doing most of the glass that's on the building right now. And
it's
I went to Ohio State.
Yeah, he did. So, I don't know if you've heard of my radio show. You should, 7:30 p.m. if you're here. Every Monday, do it. I am doing a feel-good show, okay? I'm sure as a big dog in the world of the medical center, right, you are stressed. Do you get stressed out?
Yes.
Why do you get stressed out? Tell me a little bit about this.
You are not allowed to shut your phone off, ever. And you basically have to deal with phone calls whenever, wherever, and it is your job to make sure that you answer them. And eventually, you get real tired of telling people the same thing over and over, but unfortunately, it's your job, so you have to do it.
And you climb on buildings, and you could plummet to your death at any given moment, kinda?
That doesn't really faze you, though.
Faces me. Faces me, guys. So, we are doing a feel-good show. What is your go-to song when you are that far up in the air, and maybe are you allowed to listen to music?
Technically, no, not on that job site, but I still do anyway.
He's a ninja. So, what is your ninja go-to feel-good song?
When I'm up in the air like that? Yeah. I tend to go to I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
No, you don't. That's awesome. I see it. I see the irony there. Everyone else see it? I know you see it. I know you guys do. So, I Believe I Can Fly. We all know that song. I Believe I Can Fly, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play that one, and then you tell me how you feel. You could be on a tall building if you want. Go bungee jumping while listening to this radio show. Don't do it. Sign a waiver or something.
No, if it's not that, I listen to Falling Down by Atreyu.
Okay. I'm going to go Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, and I'm going to choose one. So, it's going to be a surprise. I will talk to you later. Stay tuned. Let's listen to which one we want to hear.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
I love R. Kelly. I Believe I Can Fly. That is my favorite song. Falling Down, I couldn't do it. I see what you did there. Really? You want the negative side of being on a building?
No, like, I understand how younger girls like R. Kelly, though. It makes sense.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it does make sense. I like R. Kelly. I'm not going to lie. Okay, so how do you feel right now after listening to that song?
Oh, I'm going to go jump off of something really high. I mean, no, I'm not.
I shook my head no, so that's why he said that. You can do what you want, but I didn't say that, so you guys didn't hear anything, but you did hear my radio show, Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, WCRS, every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Stay tuned, we have more. My song's coming up. Be excited. I will talk to you soon. So our executive producer, Christy Lakey's, really wanted to be on our show today. She was unable to be recorded, so I have an email from her telling us her favorite go-to, feel-good, good-mood song. I am going to tell you about it. It's called Do You Believe in Magic by the Lovin' Spoonfuls. Came out in 1965. It puts her in a good mood, always. She likes to listen to the upbeat oldies from the early 60s, bands from the 70s and the 80s, and music from all kinds of places that she's traveled. And she has traveled a good amount. She likes the bluegrass music from her favorite music festival, which is called the Grassroots Festival, and that is held every July in Trumansburg, New York. I hope I said that right. Hey, here's a cool fact. According to Wikipedia, the song is about the power of music to supply happiness and freedom to both those who make it and those who listen to it. Let's see if you guys agree. Here's the song. You Do You Believe in Magic by the Lovin' Spoonfuls.
it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free old soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic. Don't bother to choose if it's junk and music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard.
The moment you have all been waiting for. The moment where your host, Ileana Nomaki-Corpheus, tells you of her go-to feel-good song. Let her introduce that song to you now. Hey, you guys, I know you've been waiting for me. Man, I don't know who that voice was. That was a little creepy. Thanks, guy. You're great. Awesome. Great. Okay, well, what is my feel-good go-to song? I am in love with Pink, and I will talk about her all day, every day, if you let me. She is just so fascinating, unique in every way. She is expressive in her music. She doesn't care at all what anybody thinks, and she proves that with every song that she sings. So I could honestly play any song on any of her CDs, and each of them I could say would be a feel-good song. But lately, I have been hardcore into the song The Great Escape in her latest, newest release CD, and so I will play that for you. It's I don't know, it can be sad, it can be good, but for me it hits the spot, so hopefully it does that for you guys as well. Here it is, Pink, The Great Escape. I'm gonna sit back and relax and enjoy this and probably sing along. Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, WCRS.
I can understand how when the edges are rough and they cut you like the tiniest slivers of glass, and you feel too much, and you don't know how long you're gonna last. But everyone you know is trying to smooth it over, find a way to make the hurt go. Everyone you know is trying to smooth it over, like you're trying to scream underwater. But I won't let you make the great escape. I'm never gonna watch you checking out of this place. I'm not gonna lose you, 'cause the passion and the pain are gonna keep you alive someday. Gonna keep you alive someday. I feel like I could wave my fist in front of your face, and you wouldn't flinch or even feel a thing. And you've retreated to your silent corner, like you decided the fight was over for you. Everyone you know is trying to smooth it over, find a way is trying to smooth it over. Everyone needs a flow they can fall through. I won't let you make the great escape. I'm never gonna watch you checking out of this place. I'm not gonna lose you, 'cause the passion and the pain are gonna keep you alive someday. They're gonna keep you alive someday.
That is all for this evening, you guys. I hope that you enjoyed our show. Please leave us feedback on our Facebook page, Youth Beat Radio. Put it in there. Or go to youthbeat.osu.edu. That's our website. We would love to hear from you. Love for you to be our friend. Please, we need more of them. Like our page. Comment. Pay attention. Always new photos. Always new information. Jen is always on that. And tune in next week, 7:30 p.m. every Monday. Kat will be your host next week. I will be back the following week. And it is always going to be an array of exciting shows. We're trying to switch it up this year, new show, new fun, new everything. Please join us. I am excited to see what you have to say. You've been listening to Youth Beat Radio, your voice to empower on WCRS. Find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu and mail us at youthbeat@osu.edu. So don't forget, this has been Youth Beat Radio, voice to empower on WCRS. Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.